From the mind of a lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards with my voice of freedom. For those of you that are regular listeners, I do apologize for the long delay for this show. Medical problems, life in general, prioritize certain issues for me to endure, and now that I have most of them under wraps, I will try to get back to a weekly track. No guarantees. I received an email where they were asking why I wasn't using intro music on my show anymore. Well, I'll have to say this. I don't wish to entertain you. That is not why I'm here. I only wish to speak the truth as I know it to be and speak it from my heart. And hopefully, through all of this muck that I put out, there is something. After you sift through it, there is something tangible, positive, that you can use to move on and make this a better country. If you want music, for those individuals that emailed me, you know, an intro into my show, well, okay, here it is. Okay, that's out of the way. The sovereign country of Georgia and the United States. How? What is the contrast between that small country of Georgia and the United States? No, I'm not talking about people, natural resources, history, culture, any of that. They, the country of Georgia, the sovereign country of Georgia, have a big, ugly world power kicking their borders down, rolling tanks, airstrikes in, and just knocking the hell out of them. They are being taken over by communist Russia. The contrast? We have a big, ugly world power telling us what to do as well. Only they're not kicking our borders down. They're not rolling tanks and airstrikes in over our country and killing everybody. What they're doing, they're defeating us from within our borders. They have a hold. They, I mean the communists. World communism. And it stems from Russia and China. But Russia's on the map right now. They're in the big picture, so we'll pick on them. They said it best many years ago, we will never fire a shot, yet we will defeat America. We will do it from their back door. And they're doing it for over 50 years now. They are within our borders. They are within our government. They damn near control the MSM. Our entire media. They do control our entertainment industry. Hollyweird. George Looney and Company. How much more socialist, Marxist, communist could you get? No, we don't have the tanks and the airstrikes on us. We're just being defeated from within. If you are going to a university right now, and I'll speak to those listeners, and you find yourself to be leaning towards the liberal left, then you are what I would call an extreme piss poor student. My apologies, I don't mean to insult you, but you have not done your homework. Now, I will be the first, maybe the first, baby boomer to admit that it is not your fault. Because the university systems within this country are socialist, Marxist, communist-driven. That is the base of our education system in America after high school, and it is now into our high schools as well. K through 12. We screwed it up. It's not your fault, the baby boomers. We allowed this to happen. The 60s took the biggest toll on this country that we've ever seen. We allowed it to happen. We sat back on our ass and watched it happen and did nothing about it. Change is what they wanted. Change. Look, students, at what the change has done to this country, has done to our rights, has done to our sovereignty. Do your homework. You are in college studying. That means you have the ability to learn. Just make sure the information that you are learning is correct and true. That's all I ask of you, outside of, we need you. We need you to help us correct our mistake. The mistake the boomers made. Communism is gaining control of our country. You know, if Obama is elected, he will be the biggest defeat our sovereign nation has had since the British invasion of our colonies. Obama speaks nothing but change. Change is the big buzzword of the liberal socialists. Change. We must be multicultured. Do your homework, people. No country that has ever been multicultured has ever succeeded. And we will not either. Unity and one culture, the American culture, is what made this country great. Think about it, people, over 230 years. America, a great nation. Even over the last 20 years, with all of our problems, we are still a great nation. Today, we are still a great nation. Tomorrow, that's still a question. People, you think that Obama wants to unify us? You better think again. Immigration? What is this crap? With all of the illegal immigrants in this country, we are bending over backwards to accommodate them. And we're going broke doing it. Why are we accommodating immigrants? Why are we bending over backwards? Why are we going broke trying to do that? One nation, one culture, one language is the only way the United States of America can exist and has existed and is the only foundation that made this country great for over 230 years. Did you hear that? United States of America. One. The liberal socialists, the communists, the ACLUs, Appleseed, Raza, and all these other garbage communist organizations that should not even have a door to open within the borders of our country, have our courts, our laws, our government so clogged up with garbage, we cannot get anything done. We can't get back to square one. Now, if an immigrant wants to come to this country, wants to come to America, then that immigrant either wants to become an American or they don't belong here. So you see, we're no different than Georgia. The method of destruction is the only difference between us and what's happening and how it's happening. I will admit that John McCain is no prize. He is definitely no prize. But he will not sell us out. He will not hand us over to the liberal socialist communist agenda. He will protect this country, and he will make it the United States of America once again. He'll put it back on that track. Good Lord, people, have you looked at the tax structures that both candidates want? John McCain, on the sale of a house, the capital gains on the sale of a house, says 0% tax. I applaud him. Obama on the sale of a house, your capital gains, if you were to sell a home, 28%. The redistribution of wealth in this country, as he puts it, the sacrifices that we will need to make, the hard work that it will take to unify us and make us the great nation that America is supposed to be, is Marxism, socialism, communism. Wake up, people. An old jarhead like myself can see it. Why can't you? It's right in front of you. No, John McCain is no prize, but he has laid his life on the line for our country. What has Obama done? What has he done? Look at his record. Be an informed voter. Be an intelligent voter. Don't vote because it's a fad. Don't vote because George Looney and the rest of Hollyweird, the entertainment industry, has Obama up on a pedestal and mainstream media is in love with this clown. What has he done? What has he done for our country? What is the substance that he's done? I'll guarantee you, he can never equate to laying his life down for this country. I am no fan of John McCain, but I do know he will defend this country and make this country a safe place to flourish a hell of a lot better than some snake oil salesman who has the gift of speech and is articulated to stand up and snow the blue Democrats. And I am shocked. The Democrats of old, the old days, the old blues. I cannot believe how many of you have actually swallowed his crap. People, this should not be. This entire presidential race should, and nor has it ever, it should not be about what side of the aisle. It should not be about Democrat or Republican. It should be about what is best. What is the choice we have? What is good for America? It's not a race thing. I'll guarantee you, if Colin Powell was running against John McCain, I'd vote for Powell in a heartbeat. Condoleezza Rice. Put her name on the ballot. Got my vote. So you say it's not a race thing with me. I could care less how funny Barack Hussein Obama's name is. Big deal. It's a name. It is the person that you're voting for. It is the person. And their accomplishments, their loyalty, their honor, their integrity that will run this nation for the next 4 years, not eight. They can always be voted out. But the 4 years of damage that either one of them could do, Barack Hussein Obama will create the biggest damage, bigger damage than the 60s ever thought about afflicting on our country. To those generations under me, my apologies for allowing it to happen. I am trying to do something about it to correct it. There's many of us that are. Not too many are actually admitting that we screwed it up. I'm not waving a flag. I'm just being honest with you, and we need your help. You can still worry about how your ass looks in your shorts, both men and women, at all your campuses, and who's doing what with who. Just make sure we have a country that you can do it in. I'm Bill Edwards. My voice of freedom.